And welcome to session 74. Today we're going to add one word to your vocabulary and maybe subtract one other, just so that you can destroy doubt with one word. Now, is it going to happen? I don't know. Is it going to happen? Yeah, right. It's shocking how often I see this. It's shocking how often I hear this. On the other hand, I wonder how it's going to happen. I wonder how it's going to happen. So you can wonder if it's going to happen. I wonder if it's going to happen. Oh, I need a sign. That's what I need, a sign. And then you get a sign and you go, well, you know, that would have naturally happened anyway. Maybe that sign doesn't mean anything. I wonder if it's going to happen. I need a sign. How's that working for you? On the other hand, I wonder how it's going to happen. I wonder how. I do. Yeah, Neville says, don't be concerned with the hows. I'm not. I'm infinitely curious about them. How's it going to happen? How will it have happened? How did it happen? How? Well, you see, we know the ultimate reason why it happened, which is the imagination. But how did it happen? I don't know. You know, I don't. You see, how it's going to happen or how it happened, you know, if you want to be a lot more pure about it all, is something that you get to discover. Okay, we've talked about defining versus discovering. You know, defining is pretty cool. You define the segment of time. You define the point that it collapses to. You pump it up a couple times. Cool. We talked about discovering, where you ask, how else has this impacted and changed my life wonderfully? You see, questions are very powerful. And unfortunately, we've learned how to use questions in very interesting ways. And I say that lovingly. But how is it going to happen? How did it happen? How amazed was I when I realized it was happening? You know, I often quote the story about Neville going to get tickets for a sold-out play for his brothers. I wish I could remember what recording that's from, but I'll find it sooner or later. Neville got to, you know, his brothers had a request. We want to go see this sold-out play. And Neville said, all right, I'll get tickets. And so he walked in the, he walked in the state of the wish fulfilled, literally, to the theater to buy the tickets to a sold-out show. And even when he saw the sign said it was sold out, he stood in line and he got to discover how it was going to happen because he was walking in faith. He didn't get to discover if it was going to happen. He got to discover how it was going to happen. So you want to take that if and get rid of it for a bit. You want to, you know, because I wonder if it's going to happen. That's not much fun. But I wonder how it's going to happen. Ooh, you see, I wonder how you're going to play with this recording. I wonder how else you're going to play with this recording. I wonder, you see, when you wonder how, not if, you see, I wonder if you're going to get this, and if not, what meaning you're going to attach to it, and if you're going to send me a nasty email. Right. You know, we walk through life doing that, and there's a reason why. That's the sacred order that's coming up next, I believe. But most importantly, you want to wonder how. How's it going to happen? How did it happen? Yeah, you get to entertain that. Again, what if we were here for entertainment only? Again, being the infinite being, the only way to explore true infiniteness is to become finite and forget so we can wake up to remember. And as we wake up to remember, we get to really enjoy consciously creating our circumstance. And so if we're consciously creating our circumstance and we get to wonder and discover how's it going to happen, see, we get to choose the what. We get to choose the end. And we get to choose the end lovingly. But we don't get to choose the how. That's part of the adventure. That's part of the whole thing, like, you know, well, you know the good guys are going to win, but you don't know how. And that's what makes the movie so much fun. That's what makes real life so much fun. If you know the how, you know, at the end of every Tom Clancy book, pretty much Jack Ryan and friends, you know, they get the job done. How? We get to find out. That's why we read the book. How it happens, well, that's why you get to enjoy this adventure of a lifetime. So take 3 to 5 minutes today and explore this whole thing of how. How did it happen? How is it going to happen? Develop this state of infinite curiosity, because you don't have to become infinitely curious that it's, I'm sorry, you don't have to become infinitely confident that it will happen and be assertive. No, you can become infinitely curious, discovering how it gets to happen. Again, confidence is puffing up. But infinitely curious is like being a little child. Do that. Have fun. We'll see you tomorrow.